Gemara says on the top of the Daf Lamechas Amud Aleph, the Amar Bacha Bar Adab and Marava Pasukim Hadim Sukkah Tlas Pesukim Marava and Eretz Yisrael. They were to split this pasuk into three. V'yom Hashem Amayshe Hine Anoichi Ba Alacha Be'av Ha'anan. So they would take this pasuk, which by us is one pasuk, and they would split it into three pesukim. So the Yavetz in Megillah Daf Chavtes, he says a Pel de Gazach to be mazur why they did this. So the Yavetz says like this. He says that this Marava is really going l'shitasam. He says that the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Chavtes in the Marava, they would finish the Torah once every 3 years. And what we do in 1 year, they would take them 3 years. So he says, why would it take them 3 years? So he says, that's because of what the Gemara says over here. Since we found that they split every pasuk into three, Mela would take them three times as long, and that's why it would take them 3 years until they finished the Torah. It's like the Yavetz. And the Meshech Chachma and Parshas B'zayis HaMerachah says a very similar thing as well, that the minig of these two Ma'aravas, the Ma'arav over here and the Ma'arav in Megillah, are Tali Ahadari, they're Tali on each other. But what bothered me is the Lechad, this Yavetz is a Pella. What does one have to do with the other? Why is it that because you split every pasuk into three, that it takes you three times as long to finish the Torah, that would take you 3 years instead of 1 year? Lechad, you could read the same Parsha every week like we do, it's just you're going to have more Pesukim. So why is the fact that you have more Pesukim, why is the fact that you're splitting it into three, why would that make a difference? Why would that change the duration of finishing the Torah to go from 1 year to 3 year? Lechad, it needs beer to see how these two things are telling on each other. And the truth is, if you look in the Meshech Chachma and B'zayis HaBracha, even though he says the same tli as the Yavetz, but he says it the other way around. The other way around seems to make more sense. He says that the reason why they split every pasuk into three is because it took him 3 years to finish the Torah. So if that could be what the Meshech Chachma means, is like this. Since it took him 3 years to finish the Torah, so B'hachach, they had to split every parsha into three. Every week they only read a third of what we read in 1 week. They can only read a third of that because you have to spread out the Torah over 3 years. I mean, when you only read a third of the Torah, a third of the parsha every week, there are going to be certain parshas that won't have enough, won't have 20 psukim for all the oilim. You're not going to have enough psukim for all the aliyahs. And the only way to get enough psukim for all the aliyahs is by splitting the psukim into three. So therefore, the minig of taking 3 years necessitated splitting the psukim into three, and therefore these two ma'aravas are Taliyah Adari. So if you say it like that, it makes sense. But the Yavetz seems to be saying it the other way around. He's saying that because they split it into three, that's why it took him 3 years, that Lechar needs beer. Not so clear what he means with that. And the Emma says that the Meshech Chachma is really Mechaben to the Shita over there. Shita over here in the Darm says it's Beferish. He says, but Ma'arava Paski, so he says, Mishum de Kari Chamishukum Shita Latashonin, but Tzarech Lekatzel and Maparshis. So it's like the Shita. So he says, since they read Chamishukum Shita every 3 years, so they had to be Mekatzel the Parshis. And he's saying, that's why they had to be Mefasik the Psukim into three. Lachar, that's what he means. Since they had to spread out the Torah over 3 years, so they had to be Mekatzel, and then Mimele are going to have parshas that don't have enough Psukim for all the Olam, and for that reason they had to split the Psukim into three. And that makes sense. That's Lachar what the Meshech Chachma means, but the Yavetz is Taka Tzarechian. There is another chiddush you see from these Achronim and Rishonim that even though the Gemara over here says, the Gemara says there was only one pasuk that they'd split into three Ma'arava, but they understand it wasn't just one, but it was all psukim or many psukim, wherever they're able to do it. It wasn't dafka this one pasuk over here. And if you that, I once heard a Gemara Keteretz Tekasha, which the Rashi asks, and the Gemara Brachas and Dafid Beis, the Gemara over there says that in Ma'arava, the meaning was that when they would say the third parsha of Kriyashma, Dabar Bnei Yisrael, they wouldn't say the whole parsha, they would say Dabar Bnei Yisrael, Vamarta Aleim. So they would start the first pasuk and then go right into the last pasuk of Ani Hashem L'keichem Emes, but they would not complete the whole pasuk. So, frak the Rashi v'kasha, how can you do that? We have a klal that called Pesukah Do Paskim Moshe Nan Lo Paskinan. So how could they skip? They're skipping part of the first pasuk, part of the last pasuk. They're not reading the whole pasuk. L'chai, that's an issue of called Pesukah Do Paskim Moshe Nan Lo Paskinan. So what's the pshat in that? But l'fi what's mevor from these achrenim, then ma'arav these, the split, not just one pasuk into three, but all the pesukim when it was necessary. So it could be that, again, this is Ma'arava L'shitasim, and Ma'arava, they split this pasuk into three, and that taka was the end of the pasuk. Dabar B'nai Yisrael was one pasuk, V'amarta Aleim is another pasuk, Ani Hashem L'keichem Emes is another pasuk, so they could play around with it and read it like that, because they're not ending a pasuk in the middle. That's taka where the pasuk ended, and therefore, that would not be a problem of Kol Pesukah Do Paskim Moshe.